week of life in Rosnodolina.
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Peter, 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 Peter.
Nedelia. Ponedelia.
Erasmus on air.
Erasmus orgasmus.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the fourth episode of the third season of our show, Erasmus on Air. Today's subject is very complex and extensive, so will be presented in three episodes. The first one of today's program is about the E-Plus project in general and about the state and context of EU educational policies. In the second and third episode, we are going to delve deeper, looking more closely at E-Plus approaches and its effects on the job market and what the E-Plus project means to European society as a whole. So after this short, festive, and let's be honest, inevitable procrastination, we are back on the air with a very important topic, the E-Plus exchange game itself. The Erasmus Orgasmus can be understood as a catch-all term for competences, skills, experiences, even knowledge in the EU. We are going to dive into E-Plus by traveling towards the core of its inventors, the bureaucrat cast in the EU with more critical perspective on the program. And today's episode won't be just about personal orgasmus adventures, which was and probably still is the most popular subject for many exchange students. There are even stereotypes and clichés about some nations in specific. There is an actual book with the title Erasmus, Orgasmus y otras Problemas, written by the Spanish author Carlo Padial. We highly recommend it to anyone interested in the subject, for it is both funny and far from shallow at the same time. Okay, let's get started. We are at the brink of the new year, so come closer, for this year is badly needed. It was a strange year, to say the least. Looking at the state of our society from afar, one could not be blamed for thinking that almost everything seems to be functioning to some extent at worst. But a closer inspection reveals a multitude of complex problems, resulting in a societal gridlock, vanishing workers and students' rights, and still high unemployment rates. This year also marked the third anniversary of the E-Plus exchange program, which has enabled millions of students across Europe to go beyond their borders in the search of their own orgasmus and other too-good-to-be-true stories. But one thing is certain without a shadow of doubt. The only real orgasmus is the EU-funded orgasmus, and as well we all know, the house always wins. But before you can become an official Erasmus Orgasmus student, some extra validation is needed in the form of either or informal, non-formal, informal, former education experiences. Formal learning outcome can be validated and certificate. At the same time, it also referred to as experiential or incidental random learning. In general, learning resulting from a daily activities related to work, family, or leisure. It is not organized or structured in terms of objectives, time, or learning support. Informal learning is, in most cases, unintentional form from the learner's perspective. On the other hand, informal or non-formal learning stands for learning which is embedded in planned activities not explicitly designed as learning in terms of learning objectives, learning time or learning support, but which contain an important learning element. Non-formal learning is intentional from the learner's point of view, but it typically does not lead to certification. Meanwhile, competence stands for ability to apply learning outcomes adequately in a defined context, educational, work, personal or professional development. We also define it as ability to use knowledge, skills and personal, social and or methodological abilities in work or study situations and development. Very important is to know that competences are not limited to cognitive elements which are involving the use of theory and concepts of tacit knowledge, but it is also encompasses functional aspects, including technical skills, as well as in impersonal attributes such as social and organizational skills and ethical values. Because of wide range of all of existing shapes of learning and different conceptions of theme same concepts, there would be impossible to prove or to officially recognize them as a validate skills or knowledge which are very important when entering the labor market, looking for an appropriate job or being recruited by employees. Besides this, such standardization also provides opportunity to interpret and understand it as well as use it in the common way by different vocations across all EU countries. Qualifications are another very important focus pertaining the job market across the whole Europe. It stands as an official record, certificate, diploma, or achievement which recognizes successful completion of education or training or satisfactory performance in a test of examination. It also requires the individuals to enter or progress with an occupation. Training enabling individuals to acquire new skills, giving access either to a new occupation or to new professional activities. Qualification nowadays are especially important in terms of requalification in retraining when searching for a job in the field that is not one's primarily chosen field of expertise. But when one is in need of a job desperately, all possible means of gaining new skills are necessary. Some of you are probably asking yourselves, what is any of this good for? And other may immediately seize the tried and tested golden rule argument of personal responsibility and the freedom to make our own choices and our own decisions, which is an inherent right of every individual European citizen. The problem is that under the conditions we are facing today, the ideology of personal responsibility is no longer just a right to be exercised or a value to uphold, but it is a question of bare survival. We are conditioned from an early age not to trust most people, to see them as nothing more than competition. But most importantly, we are told that they see us the same way or even worse. Everybody is in it for themselves. Your main purpose is to adapt to an ever-changing labor market through constant competition, serving only a narrow interest of some. Being ideologically neutral is utter fiction and a dangerous one at that. War is lost by indecision, not the wrong decision, and those who have made the wrong decisions serve as a warning to others. In reality, having the rights and the freedom of making your own choices is an ideological manipulation at its best. The it is the duty to shoulder all consequences alone, by be they form, fault or chance. That is its main social function. Universities in particular are in the process of radical change, which is by no stretch of the imagination a byproduct or organic social development. They no longer have a special place in society as autonomous public spaces solely dedicated to the worthwhile goal of higher education. Rather, they are being reshaped to serve the needs of the market with ever-growing efficiency. To some extent, this has always been true. The difference being that the needs of the market are becoming its only driving force, forgoing everything and anything which is of little use to the maximization of capital turnover. All mechanisms behind the curtain are geared towards this one singular goal, with very little being left to chance. This pervasive tide of market-focused ideology is far from being isolated towards universities, but they are one of the most important victims with far-reaching consequences. From all this, a clear conclusion appears. To survive, we need to act with cold, calculated intent. To better our chances of survival, we are told that some strategic partnerships are in need. The more, the better. According to mainstream professions, it is in our hands alone, and true partnerships can only be found abroad. It is believed that there is only one way to get the necessary skills for making such partnerships successful. Sorry guys, all the other aspects of Erasmus Orgasmus are not validated yet. Here comes a short break time for one great song by Australian singer Hiatus Kaiote. Let us listen and enjoy it. Oh,
but never thought that I'd finish the move. Murky depth can tear your heart through. Deep holes to deep, a chance to step free. Hush may burn you up to see the truth shed in you.
Hello again. We are in the Erasmus On Air show talking about the state and context of European educational policies managing the Erasmus Plus exchange program. We continue with the skills that have proven to be the best tools for improving ourselves in the name of improving our productivity and making our lives much better, are known as transversal skills. They simply stand for all the benefits you get from traveling, living abroad with completely new people, working in a new environment, and probably being in an area where an unknown language is spoken and odd habits, at least to you, are present in all aspects of life. We can start building the case that all the places and situations that significantly enhance our survival drives, which in turn compel us to use these survival techniques more often, becoming better and better in the process. So we are learning and getting to know new things every day when we are living abroad and are getting closer to that sustainable strategical partnership, which could help us secure a job or having more opportunities in life. A concept also known as lifelong opportunities for involving ourselves in life learning education, which predominantly leads us directly to lifelong society. To generalize, with other words, we have to pay for the economic and political crisis and consequently for the austerity, unemployment, which, by the way, seems to be transforming into a lifelong one. All these issues are devoid of any social context, but rather fall on us. They become our responsibilities in the form of citizen responsibility. In other words, we have to regularly update our skills and knowledge for solving everyday problems in the most functional and pragmatic way possible just to survive. Education is no longer passed on in schools exclusively. Rather, it must be acquired everywhere. Some people use the term recurrent education for this phenomenon. It is for all ages, all sexes, for people who are active in the job markets as workers, and for the rest who are in a situation of under or total unemployment. It falls on every single one of us to be wary of this process, anywhere, all the time, to prevent us from acting stupid and to keep us under constant pressure of being responsible for ourselves and the economic crisis and its brutal effects. In other words, to maximize our readiness and, more importantly, our willingness to use and at will as human capital. Confucius say, life is limited while learning is limitless. And the main education approach must be socially integrated along its horizontal components as well as vertical ones, and this is where the state comes in with all its mechanisms for providing all the educational services it deems necessary. Most of these services are focused at setting up basic, long-term investment in human capital, making it more competitive and completely focused on maximizing capital turnover. This constellation of ideas is realized in one enormous project, firstly named Erasmus Mundus, and additionally extended and renamed as Erasmus Plus, internationally exchange program, including a wide range of services, national organizations, schools for students, trainers, and teachers. The fundamental function and goal of every Orgasmus adventure across the continent will be discussed and enriched with shared international experiences of our colleagues studying or working abroad. To be continued soon. Stay tuned.
What do you think of life in Rojna-Zemlya?
The days of the week may seem difficult to remember at first, but you have to learn them sooner or later.
Pizza. Nedelya. Ponedelya.
Erasmus on Air.